Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The grilling of the head of the CDC on Capitol Hill today over mistakes in the handling of Ebola cases in the U.S. takes place as state lawmakers on Beacon Hill hold a hearing today on Massachusetts' readiness for Ebola. While state officials are expressing confidence, the Beacon Hill hearings come as some Massachusetts nurses express concern. Some say their hospitals have begun Ebola training, but the state's largest nurses union says not all hospitals are ready. For more now, we turn to the president of the Massachusetts Nurses Association, Donna Kelly Williams. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning.
Let me ask straight up, on a state level, how are we doing from your point of view?
We're not doing as well as we should be doing. Although it is starting to show up in some hospitals, it hasn't been with the concentration that it needs to be able to receive a patient at any hospital at any time with the proper precautions in place.
What do you worry the biggest shortcoming is at this moment?
Equipment at this point and training of putting on that equipment and taking off that equipment to have a plan of where that patient is going to go, how that patient is going to be received, what the isolation procedures are for that patient, and the handling of any waste. There's so many components to this that really do need to be the highest priority.
I'm wondering if you see this as a shortcoming in both big city hospitals in Massachusetts and small and community regional hospitals as well.
I think it affects all hospitals because the patient can show up in any hospital at any time.
State health officials have been trying to reassure us, members of the public, saying they're confident that all hospitals are ready for any potential Ebola cases. Do you disagree with that, or maybe do you not believe it?
I do disagree with that. I think that there are plans in place going forward, but those plans are not currently in place at most hospitals. I have heard that some hospitals are getting equipment. I have also heard from nurses that the training has started in the last few days. This is training that should have begun at the very onset of Ebola presenting itself in the United States.
The Massachusetts Hospital Association is out with a statement saying, in effect, that all hospitals have policies in place for a contagious disease like Ebola. And they also say that many hospitals have been training caregivers to respond to Ebola, including on using protective equipment. I take it you disagree with that as well, then?
I do, because if you listen to the hospital in Texas, that was exactly their statement as well, that they had procedures and protocols in place to deal with any infectious disease. This is not any infectious disease. This needs a different level of training, a different level of equipment, a different level of precaution, and that's not what we're seeing.
I take it that you think that it's not enough then for the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, to dispatch nationally specialized teams to deal with Ebola to each case as it pops up in the U.S., if cases do pop up, which is the promise from the CDC in the last day.
I think that they are moving in the right direction. However, there is going to be that gap time from the time that the patient presents until those protocols are put into place. There are so many components of this that needs to be drilled. Learning how to put on the equipment, learning how to take off the equipment to the point where people are so comfortable with it that it eliminates the fear of contamination.
How much should the state be investing in Ebola training when the risk is said in reality to be very small here? Should each and every single healthcare worker be trained?
Absolutely. If they're going to be on the front lines receiving patients, they need to be at the ready.
As you know, state lawmakers are holding a hearing today on the state's Ebola preparedness. You've not been allowed to testify. Do I have that right?
That is correct. Although we did hear late this morning that there is a potential that we will be allowed to testify, that there may be a nurse on the panel. But we will be there. We'll be ready to testify that there needs to be a real step up.
Donna Kelly Williams, president of the Massachusetts Nurses Association, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.